New research shows that black girls are punished at a greater disparity than black boys. The National Women's Law Center reports during the 2013-14 school year in Columbus City schools, girls of color receive suspensions at double the rate of white girls. Monique Morris wrote a book about what's happening to black girls called Push Out, The Criminalization of Black Girls in Schools. Morris has worked for more than 20 years in education, civil rights, juvenile, and social justice. She will speak today at Ohio State's African American and African Studies Extension Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me on.
What do the stats show then about the punishment for black girls in schools?
We have to come to understand that black girls are the fastest growing population experiencing exclusionary discipline, the suspensions and the expulsions. And that when we're looking at the racial disparities that exist among children who are experiencing disproportionate exclusionary discipline, that the rates are higher among girls than they are among boys. So it's not that more black girls are being excluded from school, suspended, expelled than black boys, but it is that black girls are being excluded from school more than other girls are excluded from schools. And that's the disparity that we hone in on, and that's the disparity that we seek to interrupt.
Can you give us some numbers then as to how often this is happening?
This is happening in various school districts at differing rates. Nationally, black girls are more than five times more likely than their white counterparts to experience suspension and expulsion. From the 2011-12 data, black girls are 16% of female students, but almost a third of girls who are experiencing arrests in schools and referrals to law enforcement, 42% of girls who are experiencing corporal punishment, 42% of girls who are experiencing expulsions with or without educational resources. So we see a tremendous racial disparity existing. The 2013-2014 suspensions data has been mapped out by the National Women's Law Center, and they have an amazing interactive website that allows for individuals to go on and explore their unique school district and determine what the disparity rates are among girls of color and to examine where there might be some differences, even within a singular state. Ohio's always been very good about collecting data, but it's what we do with the data that really ultimately matters.
Now, what are the offenses that black girls are being accused of doing?
What we find across the country is that black girls are disproportionately punished for subjective behaviors or for behaviors that are read as combative and defiant, that are actually them speaking up and speaking their truths. That when black girls engage with educators or with other adults on campus in ways that are perceived by the adult as disrespectful, they're more likely to have a reprimand that results in an exclusionary discipline outcome. The removal from classroom, referral to law enforcement, the referral to the principal's office, that these are subjective decision-making apparatus, you know, points that we begin to explore and that provide, I think, for us an opportunity to critically examine whether these are actual rule-breaking episodes that are occurring in the lives of black girls or whether this is differential decision-making on the part of the adult in the reading of the behaviors of black girls.
Could there be some sociological things going on in the lives of black girls?
Certainly the girls who are most vulnerable to school push-out, black girls included, are girls who are experiencing other forms of victimization and oppression in and out of schools. They are girls who are disproportionately dealing with poverty, who have a history of victimization, exploitation. The problem is that often the trauma of black girls is criminalized and not responded to with the appropriate intervention. Oftentimes the trauma of black girls is not even seen as trauma, it's just seen as a girl with a bad attitude. And so what this conversation is ultimately about is about how we begin to recognize and acknowledge the trauma that young people are facing, how we explore the unique pathways to violence and victimization among girls of color, black girls specifically, and how we use that information to develop alternative ways of engaging with young girls and older girls who are perceived or have been historically perceived as problematic in school.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Dr. Monique Morris, the author of Push Out, The Criminalization of Black Girls in Schools.
Thank you.